Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul at a21r.com. That's paul at a21r.com. And I really do appreciate all your emails. We had a really, really good day yesterday for about an hour, 90 minutes, with your emails and so on coming in from all around the country. And New York, man, you guys just knock it out of the park. A lot of people in New York listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and I really, really do appreciate that. We, of course, have a lot of news going on, and I'm going to get into some basics for all of you that are screaming for gun rights. Another incident happened over the weekend. Details emerging about Tennessee Waffle House shooting and shooter. This was a situation in which a young man, half naked, walked into a Waffle House and shot it up, and four people are dead as we know it right now.
Being very modest about it, but hero or not, police say what he did inside that Waffle House definitely saved many more lives, disarming that gunman. Meanwhile, the active search for the gunman continues here in the Nashville suburb of Antioch, Tennessee. Police say there have been no credible sightings of 29-year-old Travis Reinking since Sunday morning when he was spotted on foot behind his apartment complex wearing only black pants. One of the suspect's weapons, a pistol, is still unaccounted for. According to police records from the suspect's home county in Illinois, Reinking was delusional and thought he was being stalked by singer Taylor Swift. After the Secret Service arrested him for trespassing near the White House last summer, Tazewell County, Illinois authorities seized his firearms and turned them over to his father, including the AR-15 that police say was used in Sunday's shooting.
He was allowed to do that after he assured deputies that he would keep them secure and away from Travis. We have no information about how Travis came back into possession of those firearms after August 24th.
Police say Ryan King moved to the Nashville area last fall and worked in crane construction. He was fired from one job about 3 weeks ago, but was hired by another company, only showed up to work one day, and the company terminated him, according to that company, after he simply failed to show for work. Witnesses say the gunman was wearing nothing but a green jacket when he emerged from his pickup truck Sunday morning and fatally shot two people in the Waffle House parking lot before going inside, fatally injuring two others. Now, as the active search continues, nearby schools are going on with their normal school days, but they're using what they call lockout procedures. In other words, the students inside the schools are able to go about their normal business, but no visitors or guests are...
Okay, wait a minute. School safety expert in me just comes out and jumps all over this one. I'm absolutely amazed. We're going to listen to this again. I want you to pay attention to this. These people in Tennessee get it. They get it. Thank you very much. Listen to this.
School days, but they're using what they call lockout procedures. Oh, in other words,
a lockout procedure. Lockout. Not lockdown, lockout. This is not a prison. Schools are not prisons. You do not lock down. Anytime there's a safety concern, you lock out. You don't want perpetrators, you don't want killers, you don't want these people armed with guns coming onto campus, getting into the classroom, so you lock them out. Get it? Everybody needs to use that term. It disparages schools when you talk about lockdown. It's lockout procedures, please. First time I've heard that. Now, you've heard me rant and rave about doing that. Under these protocols, under these situations, they're called lockout procedures. When a school goes into a safety mode, when there's a red alert, it's lockout, not lockdown. It's lockout. You want to lock out the shooters. Lock out the danger. Thank you very much for Tennessee.
The students inside the schools are able to go about their normal business, but no visitors or guests are being allowed into those schools from the outside, Bill.
All right. I'm happy. I'm just so happy to hear that. And he got it out over Fox News. And everybody's so... Bill Hammer, he's got the look on his face like, huh, what's lockout mean? Bill, you need to listen to Agenda 21 Radio. I know some of you at Fox do. It's pretty obvious that you do. Right? Anyway. Authorities in Tazewell, Illinois revealed Sunday that the police encountered Travis Rankin, 29, at his in a CVS. Listen to this. This is... I suspect psychotropic medications all over this place on this kid. Okay? A little Zoloft. I mean, just a few things out there with Travis. Just a few things, because he's out there. So what kind of meds is he on? See, these kids on meds are 29. Well, he's 29. He's a kid. These guys on the psychotropic medication. I'm just making the leap. I do not know. Well, wait. Maybe I should pursue the article. It doesn't say anything else about that. But he seems to have quite a history. If he's got quite a history, he probably has. He looks very boyish, by the way. Very, very boyish picture of him. He must be on some sort of medication. Says Rankin, whose relatives claim he had been having delusions since August 2014. Said Taylor Swift hacked his Netflix account and told him to meet her at a Dairy Queen, according to a certain report. Says a little over a year later, the Tremont Police Department found Rankin swimming in a public pool in his underwear and reportedly exposing himself. In that June 16th incident, Rankin was wearing a pink woman's coat over his underwear at the time, and a concerned citizen contacted authorities because they believed he had an AR-15 in his possession, the report said. Investigators believed he had an AR-15 in the trunk of his car, but it was never displayed and no charges were filed. Last July, Rankin was arrested by the U.S. Secret Service after he crossed into a restricted area near the White House and refused to leave, saying he wanted to meet President Trump. Oh boy. Rentkin was not armed at the time, but at the FBI's request, Illinois State Police revoked Rentkin's state firearms card and seized four of his guns, according to authorities. The AR-15 used in the shooting on Sunday was among the firearms seized. He was charged with unlawful entry after crossing the exterior border or barrier of the White House security complex, the Secret Service told Fox News. Then in August, Rentkin told police he wanted to file a report, listen to this, about 20 to 30 people tapping into his computer and his phone. And says, in another group of people barking like dogs outside his residence, according to a report, Rentkin told the officer he felt people were baiting him into breaking the law and watching him, and explained this all started after he started writing Taylor Swift. I wonder what Taylor Swift's thinking today. So this guy's as Looney Tunes as they get. What psychotropic meds is he on? And how long has he been on them? That's the other thing. Because you see, in these kind of shooting situations, invariably, the shooters are on psychotropic medications. And lots of marijuana sometimes. Most of the time. This guy's picture looks like he's pretty well stoned in the picture. But that's just me, because I'm an expert in these things. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. So the president has this whole thing going on with North Korea. We might end the Korean War after all. And a lot of people are wondering about, is this really true? Is it really going to happen? Now remember, you got Mike Pompeo, CIA director. He's going up for confirmation for the Secretary of State. Now, my understanding that the Senate committee that oversees that right now is not going to support him in his quest to become the new Secretary of State, even though, of course, he was very instrumental in bringing to fruition, because he traveled to North Korea and met with Mr. Ong, and they came up, this is over Easter, and they came up with a plan that, okay, well, disarm, show us what you got, and we'll come and negotiate with you. The president, of course, back and forth. A lot of people have been praising the president. Go figure. I mean, if this actually starts to develop, which it looks like it is, this could be absolutely stunningly amazing. We could actually go from the armistice to the final end of the Korean War. It's been going on since 1953. See, these international things, they sometimes take time now, don't they? Now, here's the deal. A lot of people are very doubtful, and why shouldn't they be? Can we trust Mr. Ong? You know, after all, it was Mr. Ong who was killing his uncle with artillery shells. Just one artillery piece will do it, right? Boom. I mean, this is the way they roll over in North Korea. Okay, now, can they be trusted? The time and memoriam, no. Now, Jack Keane, I'm not a huge fan of Mr. Keane for a number, because I don't support his Middle East thing going on, the wars there, which he seems to be happy about. I mean, I don't know. But he's got some comments about this. You can't trust him. That's the gig. You can't trust him.
Fox News senior strategic analyst and retired four-star general Jack Keane. General, good to see you this morning. Happy Monday to you.
Same to you, Sandra.
So are you too skeptical of North Korea saying it's suspending its nuclear testing?
Well, anybody that has any knowledge of the Kim dynasty has got to be skeptical, sure. And I know for a fact the White House certainly is that. But look, and we're dealing with a liar and a cheater and a regime that has always used negotiations to gain favor, you know, to their program. But all of that, I'll tell you, Sandra, this seems to have a different feel to it for me. And here's why. I mean, Kim Jong-un is going out of his way to kind of be in a breathtaking diplomatic blitz here that's been going on for weeks, you know, getting himself invited to the South Korean Olympics as a result of that, inviting President Moon from South Korea to a summit. After that, inviting President Trump to a summit, going to China and announcing in China that he's committed to denuclearizing. Then he takes off the table the fact that U.S. troops do not have to leave South Korea as a condition for negotiations, and now this freeze. The truth is, those are all positive signs, to be sure, but we don't know how serious this guy is, because he's never been truthful with us. That's the problem we have. We're about to find out, and I think we should take some comfort in the fact that the administration is going into this clearly understanding who they're dealing with, and the president has gone out of his way to say, look, I've got one outcome here, denuclearize North Korea. And if it isn't moving in that direction, then I'm not going to participate any longer.
It's fascinating, General, to hear you say, and it sounds like you're going off of feel, that while we've seen this before, this time feels different. So what is going to have to happen now to solidify that feeling and to make you think that they are on the right track?
Well, I suspect something positive is going to come out of the summit this week with President Moon and the North Korean leader. Another positive step in the right direction. I mean, they've been talking in the media about doing away with the armistice, the Korean War, and potentially at some point pulling their armies off the demilitarized zone. That would be pretty significant. But I still say, until we get into the room and we're actually able to talk about what Kim Jong-un has for conditions, he probably wants to take years to do this, and our president's not going to put up with that. We're going to want to do this in months, not years. He probably, Kim Jong-un, wants to, he's freezing right now, nuclear testing and ballistic missile testing. He probably also wants to take a long time to disable these weapon systems, and then an even longer time to dismantle them. We're not going to want to do that. We're going to want to get on with this, and we want to verify, we want to inspect every site, every bit of that process. When we get into those level of details, I think we're going to find out, finally, is this guy really up to what he says he is, that he intends to denuclearize?
Can I ask you about a couple words that you just used there, General, because experts have been weighing in since this announcement by North Korea came out on the use of the word suspension when talking about its nuclear testing. North Korea used that word and did not use the word freeze. A big difference there. Is that worth us noticing and pointing out?
Well, they've stopped their testing. And at least that's what they say they're going to do. And they've done that before, and they've resumed testing. I mean, resuming testing is just a matter of giving an order. So there's nothing by stopping testing that's going to put their program behind. It leaves it right where it is. That's why I say it's a freeze. It leaves it in place.
Right.
But he can restart it at any time that he feels like. And there's been a history of having done that.
Final thought here. I only have a few more seconds, General. But do you think that this administration fully understands and has a grip on the threat coming from North Korea, even as this development comes in?
Oh, God. Yes, absolutely. They are really involved in this. And any thought that I've seen in the media and by some other people that the president's going to go into this thing and not be properly prepared for this is an absolute absurdity. Mm. He's got a great team around him. He's got a grasp out of himself, and he's very comfortable in dealing one-on-one, even with a person like this. I think the president's actually looking forward to it.
Interesting. Here we are in the final days of April here. I mean, this summit, this meeting between the two could happen fast. General Keane, good to get your take on things this morning. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, Jack Keane. I got to tell you, I'm not a Jack Keane fan. I'm telling you, point blank, I'm not, for a number of different reasons, mostly because of his Middle East pontifications and so on. And most recently about what's going on in Syria, I'm not a supporter of his opinion about that, not even one iota. However, I'm more than fair. I absolutely 100% agree with him on this Korean issue, 100%. And the other thing, too, is I don't think, and again, I brought this up because of the last statement that he made there. There's a lot of stories that are out there. I wanted to bring this up earlier when we did the show prep. But there's a lot of people think, well, Trump doesn't know anything, and he's just going to get had like everybody else, because of the so-called Clinton thing and the so-called Bush thing and the so-called Obama thing, that sort of thing. So Trump is not going to get had, number one. Most people don't know Trump that well to know that he's not going to get had. But he's not going to get had. But the other thing that Keane brings up, which I absolutely agree with, is the people around him know how important this is. Everybody in the military knows how important this is because of nuclear weapons and also the history of the Korean War. There is an absolute chance we could end it. Now, I'm not supporting Korea, North Korea, of course. But there might be a glimmer of hope with this young guy. He might break the mold of the Ung family, which you heard Jack talking about. King Jack. You heard him talking about their totalitarianism generationally could be broken. That's important. Remember, we want to stop these totalitarians. Next, Jerry Brown.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back. We're back. We're back. Okay, so Donald J. Trump. I just have, you know, I haven't done this in a while. Getting more messages, Wake up, It's Monday. It's Monday. More messages. Who am I getting messages from? You know, I'm getting all these crazy messages from people, and they're, you know, they're not really crazy. No, the people aren't crazy. And okay, their messages, I think they're a little crazy, but that doesn't mean the people, they're good-hearted people. I'm not sure that the issue surrounding their mental stability is anything of importance. But I'm getting messages through Skype and through the phone. I'm just messaged out. You get the saturation. Okay, so I turned to Trump tweets because I was just wanting to do it. So I did it. And it's my radio show, and I can do it. There it is. You know, just so boldly I can say that. So what do we have? 43 minutes ago, he says this. unrehearsed here. Let's see where he's going with this. This says, Mexico, whose laws on immigration are very tough, must stop people from going through Mexico and into the U.S. We may make this a condition of the new NAFTA agreement. Our country cannot accept what is happening. Also, we must get wall funding fast. Okay, so what this is referring to, obviously, is, well, let's go on to the next Trump tweet. Okay, so this was 51 minutes ago. So you get the tick, 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 okay. And we're still Monday morning, but just minutes apart. So 43 minutes ago, now 51 minutes ago. Despite the Democratic-inspired laws on sanctuary cities and the border being so bad and one-sided, I have instructed the Secretary of Homeland Security not to let these large caravans of people into our country. It is a disgrace. We are the only country in the world so naive. Wall, it says. Okay? Now, this is an important concept to follow. Because we've got these People Without Borders group that's out of San Diego. I'm going to be down in San Diego. Maybe we'll just stop by and check it out. So down in San Diego, we've got People Without Borders. People Without Borders. And they're the ones that are sponsoring these caravans. Now, interesting, this is what the news I heard this morning was from the news. Now, I have not got my sources awake yet, I don't think. Well, they weren't awake. You know, see, this is the thing about California. You know, people are down at the beach probably surfing this morning. And I couldn't get, because some of these, listen, you'd be surprised who are my sources. Surfers and scuba divers. Anyway, so, yeah, they may have been out for the early morning swell, as they call it, and not been able to report. But we will get a report sometime about what is really truly going on with these caravanners that are coming in from Honduras and other places. Now, we have, of course, studied and talked about this caravan a couple of weeks ago because it was gathering steam. We were hearing in the news at the time that there's only 500. Right. Well, anybody with half a brain could see the videos of this caravan, which was several thousand. Just the one first video that we all saw. Then, you know, you do a little bit of digging because these people are Facebooking all the time, the caravanners. They're Facebooking. And so you realize this isn't just, and of course, it comes from different parts of Mexico. Wait a minute. Okay, so there's one caravan, there's two, there's a whole bunch of caravans, and they're all joining up. So now you start to realize there's like thousands of people that are making this quest. And my question is, how well coordinated is this? It's very well coordinated, very sophisticated. It starts up here with, of course, People Without Borders, organizing, getting all these people together to come north. Now, we heard that in Tijuana that there were about 50 of these caravanners wanting to come across the border, claiming asylum at this point. Well, they're the beta test to see how well it's going to work for them if they bring in 100, 200, 1,000, 10,000. Right? Get it? That's what they're saying. So, this is why there's a concern that Donald Trump is talking about, because the numbers are overwhelming, and this is an invasion. That's what he's talking about, and that's what we're talking about. So how are we going to, well, of course, he brought in the military, right? And that spins off into third hour, we're Jerry Browning it and all that stuff. You just don't want to talk about Jerry Brown so much. I live here. This is a part of the problem that you have with a guy like Jerry Brown. Is it, anyway, some of the other things that are going on. Trump tweets, says GOP lawmakers are asking Sessions to investigate Comey and Hillary Clinton. There's already some criminal stuff going on there. Be patient. That's what I would say about that. I think you have to be patient in moments like this so that you know in moments like this, you know that the frustration has got to be incredible. It's incredible on all of us. You know, I get this all the time. You know, I go to breakfast with my friends and they say, why isn't Session doing... Like, cool your jets. You know, we don't know what is going on. We hear stories about Rosenstein and all that good stuff and Sessions, and it's not necessarily all the things that need to be, you know, it's not necessarily going well with Sessions. And those are just stories. We don't really know. All I do know is that things are happening and things are moving in a direction. So should Rod Rosenstein? I don't think so. Just let it play out. We got other things going on, and we must be focused on that. In terms of all the stuff. Now, Comey's getting himself in some serious trouble. And I think it's the sociopathic lying thing like I was talking about before. I think he's absolutely at the point in which he's told too many lies. And he's forgotten which lies he's told to whom. And when he told them. It's just... kids get themselves in trouble like this all the time. So Comey is going, there's going to be an investigation, and there's a lot of speculation over the weekend and the talkers that he's going to be criminally charged, and he could serve jail time. This is the stuff we're talking about now. Well, maybe that's the case. Now, of course, there's a positive side. I suspect for the Clintons here. Because Comey might be falling on the sword for the Clintons. I want you to think about that. Because the longer Comey can play out his little game as a big distraction, it's certainly going to distract from other types of investigations going forward now, isn't it? That's just what James Comey's going to do. Fall on the sword. I mean, because he's so dedicated. Remember, he's been committed and dedicated to the Clintons in one way, shape, or form since the late 1980s. Remember that. It's a hard thing to comprehend, I know, but it's true. That's how far back these things go. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio and also NewCaliforniaState.com. And remember, donate. Hit that donate button for New California. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses.
Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. El Paso, Texas. University Medical Center has announced a memorial for the Parkland Middle School student struck and killed Friday. Okay. Parkland Middle School. Yeah, I don't know about this. Cause, you know, this isn't weird. This story is about Parkland Middle School in Texas, El Paso. Not Parkland, Florida. Which you have this Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, which where 17 kids were killed, right? So, let me explain what happened. These school walkouts, right? That administrators and school board members and all these idiots are allowing to happen because they're so weak. Because 17-year-old punk-ass kids boss them around. Hello? Yeah, like, hog, right? And you're so compelled, you want to walk out, you go right ahead. That's what they do. They pucker up. The sphincters go, eek. That's what happens. All right. Now, having said that, this is why, you morons, you don't allow kids to go out, disrupt the school day, and do illegal walkouts because you can be legally responsible, as you should be. This is the story of, listen to this, UMC. University Medical Center in El Paso announces memorial for Parkland Middle School boy struck and killed. Oh, now listen. You say, well, okay. What's the big deal? Police say the 11-year-old by the name of Jonathan Benko was taking part in Parkland Middle School's organized walkout when he and a group of students left the designated walkout area. Because, you know, kids will be kids. Oh, we have a designated walkout area. You can walk out. You can walk out. And, you know, by the way, oh, yes, it's compulsory education. You're forced to go to the school. Right? The kids are forced to go. And, by the way, you're going to take part in this political walkout because we force you at gunpoint to be here. And you'd better do it, kid. You better do it, 11-year-old kid. It's the adults. They're helping to organize this thing. Right? They're complete. No, Bill Ayers would be proud of these administrators and teachers at this middle school and other places where they're allowing this crap to happen. He left the designated area. Free speech zone, anybody? Police say that around 10:30 Friday morning, which is 4:20, of course. Now listen, 4:20. I know 19 years since Columbine. It was a celebration of the day. They're going to walk out on the day of... Did you ever stop to think why they did the shooting at Columbine on April 20th? All you need to do is just scratch the surface a little bit. Because it's the birthday of Adolf Hitler. Morons, wake up. So they have this big nationwide walkout, right? Thousands of students walk out on 4:20. Of course, that's the day that everybody smokes pot and gets ripped, right? In drool mode. Police say at around 10:30 Friday morning, the group crossed Loop 375, then attempted to cross it again. Benko was the last in the group to cross and was struck by a Ford F-150. Benko sustained serious injuries and was taken to the UMC Center where he died. Officials say Benko's mother works as a registered nurse at UMC's emergency school department, and his uncle, Michael Benko, is also an employee of UMC where he works as a respiratory therapist. All of us at UMC are heartbroken by the loss of a child belonging to one of... Okay. What they need to do is go after these school officials and fire them and jail them for being negligent, forcing a kid to participate in a political activity during school time. There's laws against that somewhere. And these people need to be held accountable, from the superintendent to the board members to the administrators to the teachers. And if teachers were organizing, which they did, from the classroom, they need to be fired immediately. End of subject. We do not live in the Soviet Union. Well, except in California, of course. This is what happens in communist countries when you have this kind of stuff going on. They're using the kids now, aren't they? Now we have one kid dead. Because of this walkout, hog. Then they go on and says, this is making it nice. UMC Foundation has set up a memorial. Great. There you go. The memorial takes care of it all now, doesn't it? Doesn't it? It takes care of all of it. We are all heartbroken. Well, listen, I'm pissed. And people in El Paso need to be pissed too. And hold these people accountable who allowed this to happen. Now, listen, administrators and teachers out there. You want to go ahead and do this sort of thing and pervert our kids? I don't care what it's about. It could be something, a cause that I really love. But you know what? It's wrong to do it with compulsory education. When the kids are forced to be there, you're indoctrinating. That's what they do in communist totalitarian regimes. And, you know, we're all about stopping the totalitarians here. Doesn't matter where you live, but we are heartbroken. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra.
Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Med is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
One, zero.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back, you know, on Agenda 21 Radio. And MyPillow is 4-for-1 special, you know, 4-for-1 special. And you get the two travelers plus my pillows. Two big pillows, two small pillows. It's 4-for-1. And it's 800-266-4715. But if you have not slept on a my pillow, you don't know what you're missing. And I have sleep apnea. And I'll tell you, the combination of what I do therapy-wise and that my pillow has absolutely been a godsend for me. So if you've got sleep apnea, I experience it firsthand. Whatever your therapy is and the pillow go hand in hand. So call my pillow 1-800-266-4715, and the promo code is AGENDA. That's 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. And I'm not a doctor. I'm just saying this is my experience. And I have sleep apnea. And listen, I can shake the house down. But, you know, the therapy's worked, and the pillow has made it better. So my pillow, 800-266-4715, and AGENDA. Okay, a lot of things going on. You wouldn't believe what my show notes look like now. They're just told tattered and all over the place. So we're going to catch up in the next hour. We're going to be talking about three-state solution and no Bibles in California. Yeah, they're going to eliminate Bibles now. Oh, yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.